Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Well, now we are about to be joined by the greatest, Mike Quick, and he is sponsored by...
The greatest.
The greatest. You like that? Sponsored by Bet Parks. Weekends, check out the Double the Spread boost for all users on one pro football game. Check Bet Parks app on Friday. Must be 21, NPA, New Jersey, Maryland, or Michigan. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Mike, thank you so much for joining us. Hello? Welcome? Did you have a happy new year and a great holiday?
I did, Hunter. How's everybody? Happy New Year.
Yeah, same to you. Everybody's doing great over here. We're just debating the good old Saquon Barkley debate. So,
surprise.
Your thoughts, Mike, now that you heard from Nick Sirianni, you heard from Saquon and some of his teammates like Lane, how do you feel about the decision made by the Eagles organization?
Well, I felt like the decision was going in this direction. And, yeah, I think it's the right decision. I think... They have a really good way of doing things in the fact that they talk to everybody. He gets input from everybody. And at the end of the day, they'll make a decision based on input that they've gotten from everybody. And these seasons are so long. They take so much out of each and every one of these men. And to get a break, it may not seem like a lot, but having a week off where you're not tearing down your body and you're trying to recover somewhat, I think it makes a huge difference. So I completely agree with the decision. And I also think that you play everybody in this game and you risk it for what? You don't get a better position. Yeah, the record is there, and that's a beautiful thing. It would be great, but I just think there's too much that you risk when you do that.
Yeah, I mean, as a former player, Mike, how important is this week off? Like, what wonders can it do? And, do we expect to see any starters whatsoever out there on Sunday, or is it going to be essentially like a preseason game for the Eagles?
I think it's going to be more like a final preseason game or the preseason game where you try and you do play some of the guys, and I think some of these rookies will end up playing because you don't have – on both sides of the ball, 11 guys that you can line up, I don't believe. So I think a couple of the rookies we might see. But for the most part, I don't think we're going to see starters in this game. And a lot of these guys who are backups, though, they're going to be counted on to play a lot of minutes, even in the postseason, and they have during the regular season. Like a Jalix Hunt, I could see Jalix Hunt having to play some. Thomas Booker or Ojemo. Keely Ring, a lot of these guys that we've seen all throughout the season, they're going to play.
Yeah, so kind of on that note, a lot of the feedback over Saquon, you know, not going for the record, starters resting on Sunday, is there's not going to be a lot of exciting action to watch against the Giants on Sunday. So Can you help us out? Can you help? Can you help people who bought tickets to this game thinking they might see Saquon Barkley break a record and tell them, you know, what can they watch for that could be interesting?
Well, I just believe that. First of all, the Giants, they have a lot to play for because these guys don't know what's going to happen up there. They may lose their entire coaching staff. And all of these guys, I think, are playing for their next contract, the next season, and the possibility of playing for other teams. And that could be the same said for a lot of the guys that the Eagles are going to try out there. I don't think it's going to be a game where you're going to be bored. I think it's going to be an exciting game. Well, for me, it's football, so I love it. I'm going to enjoy it either way. But I just think that for a lot of the guys, especially the Giants, they have something to prove, and even guys on the Eagles roster. When you play this game, anytime you line up against a guy and he's going to try and take your lunch, then you got to play. I that's just the way I feel. It's preseason, postseason, it doesn't matter to me. If a guy's lining up in front of me, and I think most players are that way, you don't want that guy to show you up, so you're going to play good ball.
Mike, to me, this decision, I think, says a lot about Nick Sirianni and just the way that he's able to create relationships with his locker room and his team. And, you know, This wasn't an easy conversation to have with someone like Saquon. So how do you see sort of the Nick Sirianni skill set of just what he brings as a CEO, as a leader, when you got to make such a crucial decision like this?
Hunter, I think it goes back to what I initially said, that the fact that he wants to sit down with Saquon, he wants to talk about it to him. He has a committee of veteran guys, and he has a conversation with all those guys and getting input from those guys. And, of course, the GM sitting down with him, he expressed the fact that he had conversations with the owner. All of that stuff is really important. Now, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be Nick's decision. And I think he's been really good about managing this team, doing the right things for them, like all throughout the season. And the way he approaches each week with these guys, if you get a chance to watch how...
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
How he handles the week-to-week preparation, I think he does a fantastic job. And this just is an extension of that. The preparation... the week-to-week, the message each and every week. I feel like the guy's on top of where he needs to be each and every week.
There's this overall sentiment, or I guess concern from fans that not going for it will kind of kill the team morale and vibes going into the postseason. What's your take on that?
I just don't think that that's the case. I have seen teams that would take a break, and then when they play, they don't seem to be in sync or something seems to be missing. I don't foresee that. I believe that this is the right move. And then next week when they start to prepare for wild card weekend, they just get back into the mode that they're normally in, preparing for games each week. And you know, their Mondays are the same, Tuesdays, Wednesdays. And they just get back into that routine. And Nick comes with his message of the week, and everybody falls in line and prepare for that opponent for next weekend. And, you know, you're off and running. Mm-hmm. I don't think if they end up not playing the best football that we've seen them play, I don't think it's going to be because they took a week off. I think the week off is really good for them at this stage of the game.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts, still not back at practice, still not clearing concussion protocol. Is that concerning at this point?
I don't think so. The team is not so much involved in that whole process. So when he's cleared, then the doctors are telling him. I can't imagine him not being at practice today. If he's not at practice today, yeah, I would start to be somewhat concerned. But these things usually after, you know, a week to 10 days, you're usually cleared.
So, speaking of quarterback, I am curious your thoughts on what you saw from Kenny Pickett, obviously with the rib injury, and then he was still able to do some stuff before he took some shots, and then Tanner McKee stepped in there, and I thought, you know, his arm was on display for sure. Just your thoughts on the current backup situation.
I think both were impressive. I didn't see Kenny Pickett play in the preseason as well as he played in the game. I thought he made really good decisions. I thought he had very good command of the offense. He goes to the line of scrimmage a couple of times, and he sees that he needs to check into a better play, and he was able to do that and get the ball into the right spots. I thought he played really well. Did he play great? No. But he did. For a backup quarterback, he certainly played well enough, and I would take that from my backup quarterback all the time. And then McKee, I just think he's such a good passer. You know, when you stand 6'6", I think you can see a lot. You can see everything. And when he stands back there with that real good base, he just looks like things are going to work out well. I was really impressed with Tanner and how he moved the offense as well. And, you know, this week we'll probably get to see a lot more of him. And I think it'll tell you a lot about him as in the future of Tanner McKee.
Yeah, and I got a big picture question here to ask you to kind of wrap things up here. But Devin and I were talking about this earlier. What are the odds that an organization loses Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce, and then here comes Cam Jurgens and, you know, Jalen Carter as your defensive tackle? It's just ridiculous to think that you lose such important, not only, you know, people on the field, but in your locker room as well, and then you replace them with guys like Jurgens and Jalen Carter. Like, organizations aren't able to turn the page and be able to sort of slip guys right back into those spots the way the Eagles have.
Yeah, you know, they are really, really good. The roster is so solid, and it's a roster that teams around the league, they look at and they just wonder how, just like you're saying. And it's really, once again, you go back to the collaboration. I think Howie Roseman has done a phenomenal job, particularly over the past 4 or 5 years, in making sure that you have the talent, but you also are stockpiling talent for the succession plan. And, you know, Jason Kelce was a part of Cam Jurgens being a Philadelphia Eagle. And just being able to have conversations with guys like that in the building, outside the building, making sure that you do all the background checks that you need to do to make sure that you're bringing in the right people. They've done a lot of that, and that's why this roster is one of the strongest rosters in the league. And they're able to replace a Hall of Famer like a Kelce, replace a Hall of Famer like a Fletcher Cox, and just plug guys in. And you're not missing a whole lot because Cam Jurgens has been great this season.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. Mike, can't thank you enough for taking the time to join us this morning. All great stuff as always, and we'll be looking forward to hearing you on the call Sunday.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Mike.
That was Mike Quick. Just amazing stuff. You hear him speak, and you're just drawn. You know, you're like one of those that starts talking football, and you're just, boom, you're zoned in.